The first fully intact Viking boat to be discovered on the British mainland has been unearthed in the Scottish Highlands. Archaeologists say it could be 1,000 years old, as Felicity Ogilvy reports.
The Viking gravesite has been found on the Ardamarkin Peninsula on Scotland's west coast. It's a remote area of Scotland that's today still more accessible from the sea than by road. And now it's the site of the first undisturbed Viking boat burial site to be unearthed on mainland Britain. Archaeologist Oliver Harris from the University of Leicester can barely contain his excitement at the find.
It's absolutely fantastic. I mean, it really is. It's a dream come true for an archaeologist to find something like this, a Viking boat burial, the kind of thing you used to read about as a young boy at school. You know, these incredible things, a boat filled with all sorts of weapons.
The Vikings believed that they needed to be ready for the afterlife, and the man was buried prepared for battle with his shield on his chest and sword and spear by his side.
So he was obviously someone of really high status to have all these different kinds of weapons, not just a sword, not just an axe, but all of these things together. Someone really, really important in his local community.
The warrior was buried 1,000 years ago, at a time when the Vikings controlled much of northern and western Scotland. But archaeologist Helena Gray says they never expected to find Viking remains on the Ardamarkin Peninsula.
There's always the possibility on the west coast of Scotland, you know, you're close to the Hebrides, Ardamarkin sticks out as more than likely that people could have been passing through that area or potentially living there. But, you know, there was no evidence on that area that we knew of that there was anything Viking there at all.
The Viking's boat may help solve the mystery as to what he was doing in Scotland when he died. The boat's 5 metres long and 1.5 metres wide. Some historians think that makes the boat too small to have made a safe crossing from Scandinavia to Scotland. But the possessions that the Viking was buried with show that he was a traveller. He had a stone from Norway that was used to sharpen weapons. And archaeologist Dr. Hannah Cobb says a ring pin from Ireland has been found in the Viking's grave.
This would have held the cloak around the Viking's neck, or it may have held the shroud that he was buried in together. And in that sense, it's a very sort of personal object.
The soil at the gravesite is so acidic that most of the Viking and his boat have decomposed. But archaeologist Oliver Harris says there's enough of the body left to run significant tests.
Luckily, the teeth have survived, and because of that, and a couple of two of the teeth and two bones, and because of that, we can test, not only do radiocarbon dating, which will help add to our knowledge of the date. We already know it's almost certainly 10th century AD, but we can maybe narrow that down with radiocarbon dating. But we can also do different kinds of tests, what we call isotope testing in archaeology, that'll help tell us what he was eating, where he came from, where he grew up, and things like that.
Other objects that the archaeologists have found in the Viking's boat grave include a cauldron with a metre-long handle. And they've also found a bronze object that is all that's left of the Viking's drinking horn.
Felicity Ogilvy reporting.